Well, forests have been cleared to gain agricultural land for millennia. More land was needed to feed an ever-growing population, and this was part of economic development. Today, agriculture is still the main driver of deforestation, accounting for about 80% of the conversion of forests. Most of the deforestation is for expansion of agricultural land that takes place in low-income countries and in tropical countries. And about 40% of this conversion of forests is for large-scale commercial agriculture, such as, for example, cultivation of soybean or cultivation of oil palm or for cattle ranching. 33% is for subsistence agriculture, and the rest is for urban expansion, infrastructure, and mining. There are, however, some geographical differences. For example, in Latin America, large-scale commercial agriculture accounts for about 70% of the conversion of forests, while small-scale agriculture is much more predominant in Africa.
Could you outline one or two examples of what some of the more successful countries have done to improve their forestry sectors?
Costa Rica is a good example. In the 80s and 90s, Costa Rica was losing large part of its forest cover due to the conversion of forests mainly to pastures. And the country has reversed this trend. Today, it has almost 54% forest cover. Now, this has all been due to structural changes in the economy. Costa Rica is focusing very much on nature-based tourism for its development now. And it also has taken some very concrete measures in the forest area. For example, in 1996, a new forest law was established that prohibits land use change of forests. So it prohibits cutting forests to convert to agriculture. And in 1997, the country established a system of payments for environmental services for forest protection and also for forest management, including watershed management, agroforestry, and forest plantations. This policy of payments for environmental services has been in place now for 19 years. And certainly, I would say political stability and a strong political will have contributed to this success. Currently, Costa Rica is even aiming at becoming carbon neutral, and this is based mainly on the management of natural resources. Another good example is Vietnam. Vietnam has undergone economic reform and also reform of land tenure to encourage more long-term investment. And this has been coupled with policy instruments to increase agricultural productivity that have decreased the need for the expansion of agricultural areas. This process has been accompanied by a shift from state forestry to multi-stakeholder forestry, with the active participation of local people and also the introduction of community forestry. There has been forest land allocation programs, and also they have established forest protection contracts with local households.
The report also indicates that only one low-income country, the Gambia, has shown good results in terms of forest area improvements. What are some of the common factors prohibiting growth in those lesser performing countries?
I think common factors are certainly insecure land tenure, which prevents people from sustainably investing in land. And this is very often combined with poor land governance and the absence of land use planning. I would also say that political instability contributes to poorer performance and widespread poverty and food insecurity. And very often these factors don't act separately, but in combination, or one factor may be the result of another.
So what needs to happen on a policy level to further improve global forests?
There is still a sense of competition of land use between agriculture and forestry. And this competition needs to be reduced. That can be done by better cross-sectoral coordination of policies on agriculture, food, and forests. It can be done certainly through the improvement of tenure rights, both of land tenure and also of the tenure of forest resources. It can be achieved by more integrated approaches to land use and better land use planning. And finally, I think there needs to be more public investment both in agriculture and in forests, and not only through financial instruments, but also through policy incentives, for example, improving infrastructure